The reading is Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2, 6, and 7, found on page 692 of the Church Bibles. Page 692 of the Church Bibles. Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2, 6, and 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness, from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Brilliant. Thank you for reading for us, Shirley. May I add my welcome to William's? Happy Christmas. It'd be great if you could keep that passage open in front of you. We're going to look at these verses just for a few minutes together. And in these verses, we see a promise that Isaiah makes, or God makes through Isaiah to his people hundreds of years before Jesus. Now, we all know how promises work, don't we? Someone makes a promise and you look forward to them keeping it. You wait for them keeping their promise, and then eventually, hopefully, they fulfill the promise. Let me make a promise to you. This is slightly gratuitous. Here is a present, as yet unwrapped. No, wrapped. Hasn't been unwrapped yet, okay? If you sit quietly during my talk, listen carefully, at the end I will let you open this present and share out whatever you find inside. I promise. Okay, that is a promise. Some of you lot are wishing you're on the carpet now, aren't you? That is a promise. Listen carefully, and at the end of my talk, you can open that present. I promise. Okay, we're all in the mindset of promises, waiting for promises to be fulfilled. And I want you to remember that as we look at this promise that God made, it was made some 700 years or more before Jesus came along. And as we look at this promise together, we're going to learn two things about Jesus. And the first is this: Jesus is God the Son. Jesus is God the Son. Just have a look down at verse 6 of Isaiah chapter 9. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. One of the ways that you can tell fathers and sons together is that often they look similar, or they have similar characteristics. One of the things that I've been discovering in recent years is that I find myself saying things and doing things that my dad would do or say. And it's a little terrifying. Now we just want to test this out we're going to play a game. It's called the Father and Son game. It's very simple. I've asked three dads if they would stand up. I'm really sorry to embarrass you at this point, but could the three dads that I've asked just stand up? There's one over there. There's one over there. There's one. Three's not enough. Let's have four. William, would you stand up as well? Brilliant. Happy Christmas. Right. Now, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to get some sons up at the front here, and you lot have got to try and guess who the dad is. Okay? Could be embarrassing, couldn't it? Let's start off with Charlie. Well volunteered. Charlie, come up here. Okay, just fight your way through there. This is Charlie. Okay, look at that. Fine figure of a man. Now you lot down here, have a look around at the dads. There's four of them. Okay, here's what I want you to do. Whoever you think is Charlie's dad, go and stand next door to them. Okay, go and get as close to them as you can. Maybe give them a hug or something. Ready? Go. Go. Go and find Charlie's dad. Of the four dads standing up, who do you think is Charlie's dad? Don't just go with the crowd. Be creative. Don't help them. You lot are dad experts. Whoops. Yeah, you're don't be surprised when the answer comes out here. Would Charlie's dad just put their hand up, please? Oh, well done. Congratulations. Okay, have a seat. Come back, kids, back to the front. Okay, next one. Come and have a seat. You're getting the hang of the game. You did very well there. Let's go for a slightly harder one. Right. Sorry, dads, for making you stand up so long. Here we go. James, you come up to the front here, I reckon. James next. You don't need to say anything. Okay. Microphone. Okay. Who do we think is James's dad? Okay. Very smart young man here. James's dad. He's got three options left now. Okay. Go and stand next door to who you think is James's dad. Shouldn't have played this game with sisters in the room. This is causing a problem. Brilliant. Yeah, could James's dad put up their hand, please? Ah, well done. Excellent. Thank you, James's dad. Everyone else, come and have a seat. Well done, James. Thank you, mate. Okay, last one. Last one. I'm going to get into trouble for this one. Okay. Last one. Who is my dad? Okay. You've got two. Two options. The fine looking young man over there. Or that guy. Okay, who is my dad? Choose one of them. Go. I thought I'd be able to trick some of you. Yeah, that's absolutely right. Brilliant. Come and have a seat. That's brilliant. Thank you very much. Thank you, dads. Come and have a seat. Come back and have a seat. I think that was pretty much 100%. Really good work. We all understand about fathers and sons. It's possible, isn't it, to work out who someone's father is or work out the relationship because they're similar, because they look similar, because of similar characteristics. Interestingly, in this promise that Isaiah makes about Jesus, we see that God's son, Jesus, isn't just like God. He's exactly the same as God. It's not just that Jesus is the Son of God, although he is. It's that Jesus is God, the Son. Jesus is fully and totally God. And you see that really clearly in verse 6 in those titles that are given to Jesus. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. They're all titles that could just as easily have been used of God, God the Father. In fact, they're probably titles that you would expect to be used of God the Father, and yet here they are being used of Jesus. And I guess you've only got to read ahead in the Bible or think ahead to Jesus' life to realize how suitable they are as titles for Jesus. So Wonderful Counselor speaks of someone with supernatural wisdom, wisdom that can only come from God. And so you think of Jesus and the crowds who followed him everywhere, listening to his teaching, saying, we've never heard teaching like this before. Teaching that I guess has been the bedrock of our society for hundreds of years. Mighty God speaks of a warrior God. And you think of Jesus in a boat, calming a storm with just a word. You think of Jesus standing toe to toe with his enemies and taking them on. Jesus casting out evil spirits with just a word of command. Everlasting Father speaks of the compassion and gentle care of Jesus as literally thousands of people are healed and fed and even brought back to life. Everlasting because even death is defeated as Jesus is raised back to life on the third day. Prince of Peace reminds us, doesn't it, of the everlasting peace that is made possible between man and God and amongst mankind because of Jesus' death on the cross. They're great titles for Jesus because Jesus is God the Son. But notice secondly that Jesus is God the King. Just have a look down at verse 7. Jesus is God the King. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end on the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. Jesus is God the King. Well done you guys down here. You're doing really, keep listening. You're doing really, remember the promise. Hang in there. Remember the promise. Jesus is God the King. And I wonder if you spotted it as I just read that verse. What an amazing king Jesus is. Jesus is going to rule from David's throne. So he's going to be God's king over God's people. He's an awesomely powerful king whose kingdom will never end. But he's also a king who will bring peace and who will rule with justice and righteousness. Jesus is God the King. And I guess as we celebrate Jesus' birth today, as we think of Jesus the baby, it is hard to think, isn't it, of Jesus as being this king. Let me tell you a story about a king. A long time ago, there was a king called Odysseus. He was a Greek king. He was king of a place called Ithaca. But he left Ithaca to go and fight a war against the Trojans. You remember the story, Trojan horse, all of that sort of stuff? Well, while he was away for a very long time, people thought that he had died, and all sorts of people tried to take over his kingdom, to steal his kingdom, and even to steal his wife. Eventually, Odysseus returned from fighting the Trojans, but rather than coming back dressed as a king, he came back dressed in the rags of a beggar. And of course, nobody recognized him. Even his wife, Penelope, she thought he was dead. And so she set a challenge for all the people that wanted to take over the kingdom. She said to them, anyone who can string Odysseus's bow and fire an arrow through 7 axe heads, anyone who can do that will be my husband and will be the king. Well, of course, everyone tried. They all wanted to be king. They all wanted to be her husband. And no one could do it. No one could even string the bow. Until Odysseus, who's still dressed as a beggar, stepped forward. And everyone was laughing at him. You're a beggar, you can't be the king. They were all laughing at him. And just like that, Odysseus put the string on the bow. And he fired the arrow straight through the axe heads. And then he takes off his beggar's robes. And you can see underneath he's dressed as a king. And at that point, everybody realizes that it's King Odysseus. When he first arrived, he didn't look a lot like a king, but very quickly, he proves who he is. And it's much the same with Jesus, isn't it? When he's born a baby in a stable, he doesn't look much like a king. But Isaiah tells us, hundreds of years before Jesus, that he will be a great king because he's God the King. Now, you guys have done even better than I was expecting, actually, remarkably well. I promise that if you sat quietly, you could open this present, and you're probably going to be sick, and share out what's in here. So there you go. I've kept my promise. You can open the present. Come on, gather around. Open it up. Share them out. Take your time. So let me just help you with the lid there.
Don't let him help. He might eat some.
There we go. Someone just said, don't let him help. He might eat some. That's it. Take a handful, I would. Fill your pockets. Don't worry, there's lots here. Okay, let's just pass them around. I promise I won't eat any. Got a few? Well done. Over here. When you've got some sweets, just sit down. I'd open them now. Start eating them now. Come on. Can't be a very big lunch today. Well done. Excellent. Just sit down. Sit down. Have a sweet. I just want to say one last thing before we finish. Everyone got a sweet there? Some of them have got nuts in, by the way. Nut allergy roulette. Right. Here we go. Okay. Enjoying your sweets. I want you to enjoy them. I hope they taste slightly better because you had to wait for them for a little bit. That's sometimes the way with promises, isn't it? I want you to imagine, grown-ups can do this as well, I want you to imagine what it must have been like to be one of God's people who had to wait over 700 years for Isaiah's promise, God's promise through Isaiah, to be fulfilled. 700 years waiting for God the King and God the Son to come. And then imagine that you just happen to be around Bethlehem at the time of Jesus' birth. And as we close, I want to read to you just a few verses from Matthew's account of the birth of Jesus. Remember, we've been waiting, if we'd been there, we've been waiting for 700 years for God the Son and God the King to turn up. And now listen what happens at the beginning of Matthew's account. An angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you will call him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God with us. Let's pray together. Loving Heavenly Father, we praise you for the good news of Christmas. We praise you for sending Jesus, God the Son, and God the King, into this earth. And we pray that this Christmas we would be as excited about Jesus coming as your people would have been all those years ago at the very first Christmas. Amen.